Hello, and welcome to this author interview from the JAMA Network. This is Deanna Bilondi with JAMA Psychiatry. Neuroticism is a risk factor for psychiatric conditions. It genetically overlaps with major depressive disorder. Dr. Marlene de Moor of the VU University Amsterdam in the Netherlands and co-authors in the Genetics Personality Consortium sought to identify genetic variants associated with neuroticism by performing a meta-analysis of genome-wide association results. Dr. de Moor joins us. Dr. de Moor, tell me, your study included more than 72,000 participants from Europe, the U.S., or Australia. Why did you study genetic variants associated with neuroticism?
Well, we know that neuroticism is a risk factor for many psychiatric disorders, such as major depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia, for example. So it is of interest to understand the genetic architecture of this risk factor, neuroticism. And in addition, we also know from twin studies and twin family studies that neuroticism is heritable. Around 40 to 50% of the individual differences in neuroticism can be attributed to genetic factors. So the aim of our study was to better understand this heritability. So what are the genes that make up this heritability? And we hope that by better understanding the genetic architecture of neuroticism, we can also learn more about the genetic architecture of psychiatric disorders.
So tell me, explain what you found.
Well, we have conducted this very large study of more than 70,000 participants. We had their neuroticism score, how neurotic were all the participants, and we had genome-wide information as well. And this enabled us to set up a very large study in which we tried to associate genetic variants across the entire genome to associate that with variation in neuroticism. And what we found is, well, one genome-wide significant hit, which means that after correcting for all the multiple tests that we conducted, because we studied so many genetic variants across the genome, after this correction for multiple testing, we still found one SNP, one genetic variant, that was significantly associated with neuroticism. And we were very happy, first of all, to have found this one genome-wide significant finding because it has been shown to be very difficult for personality traits, but also for psychiatric disorders, to find genetic variants for these traits and disorders. So we were very happy that we did find a genome-wide significant hit. And in addition, it was a SNP, a genetic variant, located in a gene that had been associated also with major depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia in other studies. So the finding also made sense, and we were able to relate it to the literature.
So what is the significance of the variant being located in a gene that has been associated with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia and major depressive disorder?
So it should be emphasized that we have not found the gene associated with neuroticism. It's just one genetic variant located in one gene that just explains a very tiny little bit of the variance we observe in neuroticism. So it explains very little, but it does explain it significantly. And given the fact that neuroticism is a risk factor for multiple disorders, this finding contributes to our knowledge about having a common genetic background for multiple psychiatric disorders.
So how should clinicians use these results?
Well, that's a very difficult question. I think we are still far away from giving clinicians very specific ideas on how to use information that comes from these type of studies in their clinical practice. I think what needs to be done is to gain more knowledge about which genetic variants are associated with neuroticism and related psychiatric disorders. And we have to know more about this before we can make clear statements about what clinicians can do with this information. And gaining more knowledge about the genetic background of neuroticism, hopefully in the future, will lead us to a better understanding of the biological causal pathways that lead to psychiatric disorders.
What should future studies look at?
Well, I think it's very important, first of all, that the findings of the Genetics of Personality Consortium are further replicated and also further extended. We need to know more about what this particular gene, the MAGI1 gene, is doing in the body, perhaps in the brain, what is the function of the gene, and also we need to better understand how and in which tissue of the body the gene is expressed. And also, I think we have now only found one genetic variant associated with neuroticism, but our SNP-based heritability study has clearly shown that neuroticism is highly polygenic, and that's also what we know about the genetic background of other psychiatric disorders. So we need to know more, what are the other genetic variants that influence neuroticism? That there are multiple ideas of how we can increase our understanding of that. One approach that is currently being taken also by others is to increase sample size, so increase the number of participants studies even more, and at the same time also to increase the number of genetic variants being studied.
Well, thank you, Dr. Damore, for talking to us about your work. This is Deanna Bolandi with JAMA Psychiatry. For more author interviews, please visit us online at jamapsychiatry.com.